We're going to weather this storm. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That from the mayor of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Eldridge Walker says a tornado killed and injured members of his community and leveled much of it.
Looking to my left and looking to my right, all I see is devastated buildings, flat grounds where physical buildings used to stand. It's a terrible situation here.
At least 23 people are confirmed dead statewide. Dozens of others are hurt, and more destructive weather could be on the way.
Today, we will see a few severe storms again, maybe a tornado or two, nothing like the size or strength of the tornadoes that we saw yesterday. But areas across parts of the southeast will see that, and maybe even we have a chance of that up across places around Lake Erie.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. A frantic search in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Last night, an explosion flattened a building at a chocolate factory, killing at least two people. Several others are missing.
During the overnight recovery efforts, one person was located alive, and rescue workers continue to search for any other possible survivors.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin, a gas leak may be responsible for the blast. No one's been arrested in South Texas, where yesterday a bunch of migrants were found sweltering in a freight train.
We're told by sources that this was part of a human smuggling incident after they got those migrants in from Mexico here into the United States. And we're trying to bring them in even further on those train cars. But it was so hot inside of those cars, they said they couldn't breathe. Then someone called 911.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Union Pacific Railroad says a total of 15 people were found in two different cars. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Life in prison for a Florida teenager found guilty of killing a classmate.
Aiden Fucci was 14 when he killed the 13-year-old girl in his class, Tristan Bailey, stabbing or slashing her at least 114 times in the woods near their homes in North Florida. Her body was found hours later on Mother's Day 2021. Fucci was arrested the next morning and pleaded guilty last month. Judge Lee R. Smith spoke to Tristan's family before handing down the sentence, saying, "Sometimes murder victims' families think the killer's sentence will provide some closure.
I just want to warn you that it's not. It's not how it works. No matter what sentence this court imposes today, it cannot heal you. I cannot bring her back."
Friends say Fucci fantasized about violence and murder. He posted a picture on social media from the back of a police car with the caption, "Hey guys, has anybody seen Tristan lately?" Chris Foster, Fox News.
A Minnesota man is charged with murder after allegedly stabbing his estranged wife 20 times during a Bible study this week. Then, while being escorted to jail, Robert Castillo allegedly asked police if the victim would be okay. Castillo was disarmed by other members of the Bible group. Insistence from actress Gwyneth Paltrow that she did not cause a ski collision in Utah back in 2016. She's being sued for $300,000 by a retired doctor who claims she barreled into him, leaving him with severe injuries. Paltrow testified yesterday that she wasn't sure what was happening.
"There was a body pressing against me, and there was a very strange grunting noise. So my brain was trying to make sense of what was happening. I thought, is this a practical joke? Is someone like doing something perverted? This is really, really strange."
Next week, the jury is expected to hear from Paltrow's husband and two children. I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.